Good morning and welcome to Daily Inspirations. This morning, I want to continue in Timothy. Yesterday, we talked about strifes of words, words that minister questions. And just want to expound on that a little bit more. And 2 Timothy chapter 3 says, verse 1, "This know also that in the last days perilous time shall come." And he goes on to talk about, you know, men are going to be lovers of their own self, boasters, proud, covetousness. And there's a whole list of there that what men are doing. Says they're traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure, more than lovers of God. Then it says, verse 5, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. These are professing Christians. You know, we live in a day where many men and women are saying, you know, the Spirit of God told me this. God told me this. God told me that. But it doesn't line up with the Word of God. They're using words that sound spiritual. They're using words that sound right. God told them this. But the things that they are sharing do not line up with the Word of God. Verse 7 says, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Then it gives an example here. It says, now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. Now Jannes and Jambres, they withstood Moses, and you know, and they had a test there. Moses had a test there. We're going to see which side God's on. They made two sides, and we all know what happened. God opened up the earth and their wives and children, their tents, their houses, all their belongings, all their possessions fell into this hole. And it says the rest of them, the people around, fled from their cries. They were crying. They were screaming. They were crying out. It was a terrible sight. The earth just opened up and swallowed lots of people and houses and possessions and tents. And it says there they resisted the truth. These men resisted the truth in their day. And we are living in a day where men and women are resisting the truth. They're saying, you know, the Spirit of God told me this. The Spirit of God told me it's okay to do this. When the Scripture gives clear direction that it's not okay. And so, and then verse 9 says, but they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. So Jannes and Jambres' folly was manifest. Remember yesterday we talked about, but shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. What you will find as people are saying the Spirit of God told me this and that, and it's contradictory to the Word of God, that in their lives, ungodliness will increase. Ungodliness will increase more and more and more in their lives. And all it's doing is manifesting their folly. But Paul warns Timothy here in verse 10, but thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience. He's saying, you know my life. You know how I live. In verse 13, he says, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. You know what they do? They're deceiving people, and they themselves are being deceived. In verse 14, Paul says to Timothy, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. So he's warning Timothy, you know, continue in what you have learned in the Scripture. You know, you're going to be hearing strange doctrines. You're going to be hearing strange words. You're going to be hearing vain babbling. But you continue in the Word of God. The Word of God is the same today, yesterday, and forever. In the Psalms, it says it's been purified seven times as silver in a fire. It's been purified. The Word of God is true. That's why you and I, we can trust the Word of God. You know, and that's why the Word of God, we can't go any further than what the Word of God says. The Word of God is truth, and we can't resist the truth by saying God said this and God said that when it contradicts the Scripture. You know, we are doing the same thing as Jannes and Jambres, who withstood Moses, did. And it's not going to turn out well in the end. And then verse 16 says, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. See, when we take the Word of God at face value for what it says, it's instruction for righteousness. It'll lead us into the paths of righteousness. We'll be changed from glory to glory into the image of Jesus Christ. But, you know, if we start resting and turning the Scriptures, you know, ungodliness, the opposite of righteousness, will happen. Ungodliness will increase. And verse 17 says that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. You know, when we think of a house that is thoroughly furnished, you know, it has all the necessities. There's not one thing missing. And, you know, that is the way it is. When we lean on the Word of God, we trust the Word of God, and we don't listen to these false teachers who says the Spirit of God is telling me this, and it's contrary to the Scripture. You know, we're not going to be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. We're going to be lacking. So this morning, I want to encourage you to take the Word of God and cling to it and trust it and continue in the things which thou hast learned and been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. You know, Paul's saying, don't go after strange teachers. You know that I taught how you I taught you and how you learned from me. Don't go after strange teachings. Don't go after strife of words. Don't go after unwholesome words. Don't go after unsound words. But lean on the Word of God, which is able to make you righteous by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and thoroughly furnish you unto all good works. Thank you for listening, and may you be inspired to serve the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, and our Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, amen.